but anyway. Go, baby. So you know, you know what to say. You make me feel so good. Sometimes like a child, dream I had everything, but wake up with nothing but a smile. But deep down inside, I kinda feel the way you smiling, girl. Last night was for real.
Did you say my love was dynamite? Did you say I made you feel alright? Did you say my love was dynamite? Just say we'll do it again tonight. Did you say my love was dynamite, dynamite, dynamite? Did you say I'll make you feel alright?
If you ever get close to a human and you
over here. health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. Asthma affects 25 million people nationwide, and every day 10 people die with it, with African American women and children being most at risk. Early warning signs include coughing, especially at night, or with exercise and wheezing. Almost all asthma can be effectively managed with a good action plan. So talk with your doctor today, and for more information, visit aawellnessproject.org.
I'm Ella Harp, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Stars shining bright above you. to whisper I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me. When I'm alone and blue as can be, dream a little dream of me. Stars fading, but I linger on, dear. Still craving your kiss. I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear. Just saying this. Sweet dreams till sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams that leave your worries behind you. And in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream.
Abracadabra, I go rabbit from my head. They put me in, threw me out, and no. You feel when you feel so mad you could bite. When the whole wide world seems oh so wrong, and nothing you do seems very right. What do you do? Do you punch a bag? Do you pound some clay or some dough? Do you round up friends for a game of tag? Or see how fast you go? It's great to be able to stop when you plan the thing that's wrong, and be able to do something else instead and think this song. I can stop when I want to, stop when I wish, can stop, stop, stop anytime. And what a good feeling to feel like this and know that the feeling is really mine. Know that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can. For a girl can someday be a woman, and a boy can be someday a man. Stop when you plan the thing that's wrong, and be able to do something else instead and think this song. I can stop when I want to, can stop when I wish, can stop, stop, stop anytime. What a good feeling to feel like this and know that the feeling is really mine. Know that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can. For a girl can be someday a woman, and a boy can be someday a man. I know that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can.
I'm more to me than what you see here. There's more behind these eyes. For these eyes that seen can't be unseen, dear. For these eyes that seen made me cry. I've seen my father die before me. I saw a brother do the same. Girl I loved died and left me hurt, and the world still turned the same. Don't know why I was left here to ponder why, I ponder why. I know someday I'll find the answer, but not exactly how I would like. Some children never suffer. Why some bastards never do. How many more wars before there's nothing? Why can't we find the final proof? Don't know why I was left here to ponder why I ponder why. I know someday I'll find the answer. Why I ponder why, I ponder why, to ponder why, I ponder why, why I ponder why, I ponder why.
inspiration through the workers' blood you'll run. There can be no power greater anywhere beneath the sun. A force on earth is weaker than the feeble strength of one, but the union makes us strong. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. For the union makes us strong. It is we who plowed the prairies, built the cities where they trade, dug the mines, built the workshops and the smiles the railroad laid. Now we stand outcast and starving, it's the wonders we have made. But the union makes us strong. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. For the union makes us strong. They have taken untold millions that they never toiled to earn. But without a brain and muscle, not a single will would turn. We'll break their haughty power, gain our freedom when we learn that the union makes us strong. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. For the union makes us strong. Power greater than their hoarded gold, greater than the might of armies magnified a thousandfold. To bring to birth a new world from the ashes of the old, when the union makes us strong.
Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. For the union makes us. Thank you.
Hey, Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
I'm a village idiot. I don't have anything to do with this pathetic little opera. I just felt like passing through.
I'm Ella Harp, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Look, WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are. The
Thank you. sounds of your favorite radio station to places you never thought possible? Well, now you can, because WRCT is live on the internet. Just point your browser to www.wrct.org and click on our live MP3 broadcast. Now you can go out of town without any feelings of loss or regret for leaving us behind, because we're just a mouse click away. WRCT, live on the internet. Because why should Pittsburgh have all the fun?
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
We have another Supreme Court decision from the current Supreme Court, which is, by any stretch of the imagination, an activist Supreme Court. It's a Supreme Court whose interpretation of freedom of religion is the freedom to impose religion, and it just so happens it's always some form of Christianity or some version of someone's belief about what Christianity is onto others. What is the decision that I'm talking about? The Supreme Court is backing a coach who prays on the field after games. This is a story we talked about when it happened and when it became an issue and when the prayer at the school became an issue, and it has now found its way all the way up to the Supreme Court, and we now have a decision. The Associated Press reports, the Supreme Court said Monday yesterday, a high school football coach who knelt and prayed on the field after games was protected by the Constitution, a decision that opponents said would open the door to, quote, much more coercive prayer in public schools. Absolutely. And we will talk about that. The court ruled 6-3 for the coach, with the conservative justices and the majority of the liberals in the dissent. This was the latest in a line of rulings for religious plaintiffs. Listen, when you put a sometimes we just miss the forest for the trees, or we don't see what's right in front of us, or whatever metaphor, analogy you want to use. We have one of the most right-wing Christian Supreme Courts in a long time, and they are ruling for the imposition of Christianity. That's the bottom line. The case forced the justices to wrestle with how to balance the religious and free speech rights of teachers and coaches with the right of students not to feel pressured into participating in religious practices. The liberal justices and the minority said there was evidence that Bremerton High School coach Joseph Kennedy's prayers at the 50-yard line had a coercive effect on students and allowed him to incorporate his personal religious beliefs into a school event. The coach is Christian. After the games, he would lead prayer at the 50-yard line. Now, the liberal justices said there's a coercive aspect to it on students. There's a power dynamic, of course. Dissenting Justice Sonia Sotomayor wrote that the decision sets us further down a perilous path in forcing states to entangle themselves with religion. Why states? Well, because this is a public school. It is a state-run school, and therefore it is, in a sense, state government. When you look at an image of what the prayer looked like, you can see that this is an establishment of the prayer. This is not, I mean, for people who aren't watching, you've got the coach and a prayer circle of players around him, and then media around that taking pictures. You're telling me there's no coercive effect for the player who would rather be outside of the circle, the two players who say, yeah, I'm opting out of this? You're saying there's no reasonable feeling if you're one of the players that, well, I'm not being forced, but I'm sort of stigmatizing myself if I say I'm going to opt out of this dog and pony show? Of course not. And that's the point that Sonia Sotomayor was making. On the other hand, back to the Associated Press article, the justices in the majority emphasized the coach's prayers came after the games were over and at a time when he was no longer responsible for students and was free to do other things. Come on, guys. Come on. So because the game ends, now there's no more coercive impact. There's no more power dynamic. Well, the game's technically over. So now what the coach is doing with the vast majority of the players has no impact on me? No. The coach and his attorneys at First Liberty Institute, a Christian legal